This is the Epilogue Audio Experience.
XM Soundcast.
Just don't give up trying to do what you really want to do. Where there is love and inspiration, I don't think you can go wrong, said the first lady of song, queen of jazz, Ella Fitzgerald. Hello to all of you who are listening to this fresh episode of 9XM Soundcast, the podcast where music inspires and where musicians inspire. I'm your host Eva Bhatt, and every week I interact with a musical genius to understand their creative discipline, their unique life lessons from their journey to success, creativity and happiness. You are listening to 9XM Soundcast, episode number 4.
Yun hi pehlu mein baithe raho, aaj jaane ki zid na karo.
Today's podcast artist of the week is this magical, unconventional voice, Shilpa Rao, the award-winning young singer who has sung songs like Khuda Jaane from Ye Jawani Hai Diwani, Meherban from Bang Bang, Man Marziya from Lutera, Bulleya from Ae Dil Hai Mushkil, and the reprised version of Aaj Jaane Ki Zid Na Karo in the same movie. It was fantastic to know her as a person. This podcast is about her journey from a jingle artist to a mainstream playback singer, her thoughts and viewpoints on classical and folk music, autotune and the remix trend, and the fact that she actually never wanted to be a singer. So join me in this podcast, jahan Shilpa ne apni ek favorite ghazal bhi sunai hai. There has to be a lot to learn from somebody who has sung for A.R. Rahman to Ilaiyaraja. So let's get started. Welcome to 9XM Soundcast, Shilpa. Tell me, why did you say yes to this podcast?
Well, I jumped to the word podcast, and like we were talking off record, where we've done so many interviews where we've spoken about how we sang the song and what we felt, but then on a daily basis, what it takes to do what you do, be it a singer or an artist or an architect or whosoever it might be, that journey of not just your success but your failures also, that's what makes you what you are. So yeah, that's why this interview. Yeah,
so our endeavor is definitely to meet some of the most creative minds of the music industry, try to understand their creative discipline. So tell me, Shilpa, what are the thoughts that are running in your head right now, today, this year? What are the things that you feel that, yes, I have achieved or I'm yet to achieve? This is something that I would work towards.
It's very mixed kind of a mind space. And I will tell you very honestly, whatever I've done up until now, it's not gone according to plan at all, ever. Now I look back and then I feel, what was I thinking? Just like picking up my bags and coming to Bombay without knowing anybody, without... I had no idea who to meet or what to do. So it seems scary now, but at that point I wasn't scared at all. Like, you know, that ignorance is bliss was probably my like strongest tool. So I came to Bombay and, you know...
What was your age?
I was about 18-ish. At that point I was like fearless because you have nothing to lose. So, you know, you might as well give it a shot. The only focus was to sing good songs. And thankfully, even now, the focus is still that. I want to sing good songs, where your track record is you have consistent good songs, and people probably don't know me, but they know me because of my songs. So that's what I wanted. And to some extent, yes, I've been able to achieve that. But then every year you have newer aspirations of being better. That's always a constant effort from my end to be better, to record better, to perform better. Yeah, connect with people, because at the end of the day, our music, once it's released, it's in the public forum, so it's in their hands. And until they don't show their love... Yeah, in today's day and age, it's nice that we have our phones and then we can connect with our fans and we know what they're thinking and how they feel. Yeah. So that's a great upside to that. But the effort every day is to do better. Yeah, that's always the effort.
So how difficult was it for you as an outsider, like, you know, not being a Mumbaiite?
I think I wouldn't be this person if I wouldn't have come to Bombay. So I have to give a lot of credit to the city, especially the people, because they're extremely simple and nice and human and very disciplined. I mean, that's one thing you learn.
True.
Like, get in line.
Yeah.
You know, there are no free lunches. You get in line, you wait your turn, and you're not judged. So you could be coming in an auto or a bus or aap pedal bhi ja sakte ho. Aap kahin se bhi aa rahe ho, koi fark nahi padta, as long as you do your job well. So once you're on at the mic and you can sing well, I think then nothing else matters. So that's one thing that I've learned from this city, that, because that's how I was as a kid also, as much as I can remember. It was very difficult for me to fit in because I was never prim and proper and you know, like, very twitchy around the edges and everything. So for me, this place was like a breath of fresh air where I could breathe and live freely.
Be yourself.
Be myself, yeah, without judgment.
True.
So that was great about the city. I don't think I would have become this human being if I weren't in Bombay, as opposed to some other city. But yeah, the city really, really puts you at peace with yourself. Yeah, for sure.
Lovely. बचपन की आपने बात कही, तो बचपन कैसा रहा आपका, और when did you first realize that yeah, music is the thing that makes you go?
It was always music because of my father. There was music when we woke up till we, you know, went to bed. So there was music all the time. Then we used to watch concerts because Jamshedpur has a culture for classical music. So a lot of artists used to come from Calcutta and all over.
Yeah.
So my entire childhood was, you know, going to the series of concerts where I'm listening to all the great maestros.
Wow.
From all over India. Classical music, ghazal, was always played at home. So that was my first introduction to music, introduction to learning, which still is. I still go and listen to classical concerts. I still go and sing ghazals on stage, which I've been doing for the past one and a half years. It's a very important part of me as a musician, as an artist. So yeah,
wow.
It's still a very, very important part of our lives, yeah, at home. Yeah. So that was what my childhood was, a very normal childhood.
Which is like, if you could sing just a few lines of any of your favorite all time.
Ranjishi sahi dil hi dukhane ke liye ranjish sahi aap se mujhe chhod ke jaane ke liye ranjish sahi dil hi dukhane ke liye ranjish sahi. So I didn't want to be a musician.
Really?
Till very, very later in life. It wasn't my first choice. Maths was something which was very interesting for me, fun. But music came very late. I mean, that realization that I need to do music and I want to do music, that came on very late.
What has music really contributed in your life?
There are times when probably what you're going through, many people won't understand. They won't, obviously, because they're not going through it. At that time, when you're by yourself, music really becomes everything for you and probably keeps you sane and keeps you on point. And just the sheer fact that you can appreciate music and you can understand music, that's a huge an advantage that any person can have in their lives, where you have nobody, but then there's this thing, a force that's around you, but then it keeps you on point, and that's what music does for me. See, I think with music, be it any country, it just breaks the barriers.
Mountains.
I've sung Damadam Maskalandar in so many different countries wherever we've performed, and there is so much love, because once you actually get to music, people really forget where you're from, what you do.
Which is the language.
It's the language you might not understand, but the emotion you can, because people are the same all over. Human emotion is the same all over. So that is one connect that I've felt with music everywhere I've been. So
when did commercial Bollywood, if I can say, Bollywood singing happen to you? What were your thoughts then? How nervous were you? Or were you not nervous at all?
I was a kid when I first did my movie songs and was just in college. So obviously you are very driven. No, I need to have that first break and I need to keep doing good songs, then I want to work with this person, that person, I want to work with everyone. But with time, yeah, you develop that patience that everything happens at the right time. You tend to handle things much better. Yes, youth is great, but then to gain that wisdom, that only you get by going through life. You know, your journey will make you composed. And
what were your thoughts when you first entered the studio?
Well, I had been doing a lot of jingle work before. So I did about 3 years of that. That really taught me a lot. How to handle the mic, how to sing in the studio, how to, you know, you're given a new piece of music and how can you execute it in your own way. So that taught me a lot. And therefore, my film work then, it became a little bit easier. A huge thank you to all the jingle composers that I worked with, you know, who really taught me from scratch. Aapko aise gaana hai aur ye aisa hona chahiye, and this is how you stand on the mic, and this is how you... So there's no one turning point. Every day you kind of do something and you learn from it. So, yeah.
So, Shilpa, I remember for the first time I heard Tose Naina, your Bollywood debut. What I felt was, who's this voice? And, you know, this voice is really very different.
That used to be the initial reaction, because how do we place you in a song? So actually, all the female singers, we have to really thank Sunidhi to kind of change the game.
Absolutely,
she was
right.
She was someone who really made it easier for all of us today. She made it okay. That yes, you could sing in your own voice, which she had started. It was very difficult for her. I am so sure of that. So for me, yeah, people liked my voice, but they had no idea where to place me. It took some time for people to understand what to do with it. But then, yeah, I've been lucky to have had composers call me and make me sing a song in my own way. They've never tried to change me. They never tried to change my way of singing. So yeah, I'm really fortunate to have such kind of... they were okay of, like, with me being myself. Yeah, yeah.
Did you ever feel intimidated? Like, you know, will my voice be accepted? Till you were nominated for the Filmfare Award for Bachna Hai Haseeno song.
Ignorance is bliss. I had absolutely no idea. I still have no idea how to sing like a Bollywood song. I have no idea. Thankfully, people who've called me for a song, they've asked me to sing the way I do. And that's a huge compliment. I never had that fear, but there's always a nervousness that I have before getting into the studio. Even now, what would be the song, or kaisa hoga, and how do I sing it, and all of that. You know, like, you have that good cholesterol and the bad cholesterol. So this is the good cholesterol. Like, you have that good nervousness before recording a song, and I still have it, even now.
Yeah. What were your memories for this particular song?
I had known Vishal and Shekhar for about 3 years. So they'd called me in for the song and I heard it, and in my mind, I was like, I can't do this. This is, I don't know, probably can't do this, and this will be the last I see of them. Sometimes you don't know what you can do. Sometimes the other person has more faith in you. So somehow I started singing the song, and they were like, no, this is exactly how the song should pan out to be. And it was one of those beautiful songs where everything was great about it, you know, from the writing to the composition to the track and KK and the way it was filmed and everything. So Siddharth Anand and Anvita, everyone, I think it was a beautiful combination of everything going right. Yeah.
To be yourself and being natural kind of helps sometimes in creation, in creating something.
Being natural always helps.
Yeah.
It's a sure-shot formula.
Yeah.
That's never a doubt. Hmm. As much as you can be yourself, I think that's gonna work best for you. Being yourself is very, what do you say, healthy living for your own self, actually. Yeah.
And your experience with Ilaiyaraja. Oh my God, I'm sure you have stories to say.
I was extremely intimidated. He's a huge icon for so many generations. So, and more than that, I could see Balki was like so, you know, he's always been mesmerized by Ilaiyaraja sir. So that song is very difficult to crack that.
Yeah.
It was one of those tough ones, yeah.
How many retakes happened?
We recorded five times, like 5 days for that one song. But it was really difficult because it was challenging in terms of even the lyrics, you know, it was a very tricky song, and also with
his way of composing.
He's very meticulous, he's very particular about everything, you know, like ye word aise hi gana hai aur saans yahi par aise chhodni hai. So, you know, everything has to be But it's good to have that precision in your work, and everyone has their own way of working, and this is his way of, you know, his way of perfection and excellence.
Yeah. Which is the highest demanded song in your shows that audiences really request?
It always keeps changing. You know? Tose Rehna is always the song that we start the gig with. So there's Khuda Jaane, there's always something. Meherban is one. There is always love for Bulia. There's always love for Ishq Shava. There's Malang. There's so many. Man Marziya. There's Parchana. So there's always a lot of love for it. And there are some songs that we only sing when the crowd asks for it. So yeah, we wait for it. So that's again another great place to be. Yeah.
Yeah. You have worked with you know, almost all the, right from Pritham to Vishal Shekhar to Saleem Suleiman and Amit Trivedi. So tell me your experiences of working with each of them, like with Pritham, for example.
Pritham.
Or Dil Hai Mushkil.
Pritham is one guy who's so much fun. He's a beautiful human being. That's one thing that comes across when you talk to him. So whenever I go for a recording, hum kaam ke bare mein baat nahi karte. Wo baith ke bas khana, travel, politics, this, that, sab ke bare mein baat karte. Bas jo gaane hai uske bare mein bilkul nahi baat karte. That he says, okay, you go and see what you have to do. But that's what I love about him, that he's a very good human being and he can have a normal human conversation. And of course, he has the knack to create a good, beautiful tune and to recognize whether this is a good tune or not. That's what makes him so good. When it comes to Vishal Shekhar, they're extremely chill and quirky. We do a lot of bad jokes and I've known them forever. Though we don't meet often, but when we do, it's fun to catch up.
Wow.
Saleem Suleiman. Saleem is like another, you know, a powerhouse of energy. I don't know how he does it, but non-stop, he's so enthusiastic to work and try new things. And yeah, these people have their own styles of working, but then...
And you do tend to draw inspiration from them, knowingly, unknowingly. You tend to learn something from them.
You learn
them
a lot
when
from
you work
them.
With them.
Actually, you learn a lot from people around you.
Yeah.
There are so many people who are doing great work. Even someone who is just doing his first song. There are a lot of people who I've worked with who are first-timers. And you learn so much from them, you know. The kind of focus that they have, the energy, purity of making a song. All you have to do is keep your eyes and mind open and then you can learn from them.
Wow. How was it with Amit Trivedi?
Well, Amit and I, we had spent a lot of time before. So yes, our music influences are pretty much similar. There is no need for an explanation of the song or something. We know with a little reference, both of us know what to do. So that becomes obviously much more easier to record a song.
Shilpa, what are your views on remix versus original music?
I really believe we need to invest our time and energies into making original music, because that's always the future. If we don't make music now, later on, what would people look back on?
Mm-hmm.
What will they find about us, which is unique? Mm-hmm. So yeah, we need to invest now if we need something later. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely right.
Yeah.
Then a really old time classic is remixed well.
Mm.
Like for example, when you rendered Aaj Jaane Ki
Zindagi
Karo. So I think in that ways,
it's done rarely. Like for example, I'm sure Chhap Tilak has been sung by so many people.
Yeah.
But then yeah, if you can do it meaningfully, if you can emote well, why not? Like It's a Wonderful World or La Vie en Rose has been sung by so many people, like Louis Armstrong or Michael Bublé or so many people. But then if there is that kind of connect and you do it respecting the song, I think that's what we need. Yeah.
Let's have just one line of Aaj Jaane Ki Zindagi Karo. It's apt.
Cool.
आज जाने की जिद ना करो यूं ही पहलू में बैठे रहो यूं ही पहलू में बैठे रहो आज जाने की जिद ना करो हाय मर जाएंगे हम तो लुट जाएंगे ऐसी बातें किया ना करो जाने की जिद ना करो.
So there you go.
Wow, blissful. What's your take on autotune? Tricky word of our industry.
Autotune, yeah. ऑटोट्यून का एक जो मीनिंग है ना, लोगों को जो पता है वो है कि आपको बेसुरा से सुर पे लाते हैं. दैट इज नॉट हाउ इट फंक्शंस. हाउ इट फंक्शंस इज दैट देर इज अ सर्टन अमाउंट ऑफ ह्यूमन एरर व्हेन यू आर सिंगिंग. देर इज सर्टन अमाउंट ऑफ ह्यूमन एरर. सो समवन लाइक भीमसेन जोशी और मेहदी हसन साहब, द ह्यूमन एरर फॉर पिचिंग इज लाइक 0.001%. मतलब वो बहुत ज्यादा पिच में वो गाते हैं, तो ऑटोट्यून भी वो 0.001% उसको ठीक कर देता है. तो परफेक्ट पिच पे वो लेके आ जाता है. बट इफ समबडी इज रियली ऑफ, लाइक यू आर लाइक नॉट हिटिंग द नोट लाइक 60%, सो देयर समथिंग लाइक एन ऑटो ट्यून और अ मेलोडाइन कम्स इनटू द पिक्चर वेयर इट कैन बी करेक्टेड. सो नाउ देयर आर सम पीपल हु आर लाइक के हिज पिचिंग इज यू नो लाइक रियली क्लोज टू दैट 100%. एवरीबडी इज ऑफ इन अ लिटिल बिट. कोई भी ऐसा नहीं पैदा हुआ है कि वो पूरा लाइक 440 पे गाएगा, ऐसा पॉसिबल ही नहीं है. ठीक है, but there is a certain amount of human error. The melodyne or your auto tune just reduces that human error. That's the function. But that's no excuse of not singing on pitch. So to all the future singers, please, please go and practice. Please get your act together, because there's no substitute for technique. Technique, you know, emotion, these are two things you can work on. So why not work on it? You'll be satisfied as a singer. Wow. You'll go to bed satisfied that I did a good job.
That was auto tune
sabko. सबको लगता है, ऐसा नहीं है कि ऐसा कोई नहीं है इस दुनिया में जिसको ऑटोट्यून नहीं लगेगा. वो है कि परसेंटेज आपका कितना आप ऑफ हैं. दैट्स ऑल.
वाओ,
दैट्स व्हाट ऑटोट्यून डज.
ब्रिलियंट, ब्रिलियंट. देयर वुड बी अ रूटीन दैट यू फॉलो, अ रूटीन एज एन आर्टिस्ट, एज अ सिंगर. इज देयर समथिंग दैट यू वुड लाइक टू शेयर फॉर पीपल हु आर एस्पायरिंग टू बी अ सिंगर लाइक यू?
इट्स अ वेल ऑयल्ड मशीनरी दैट हैज टू वर्क इन योर लाइफ. ए, नो मैटर व्हाट यू डू, you have to be physically fit, because nice. Being a musician, you have to, you know, it's a whole physicality of you that works. So keeping yourself fit physically and in the mind is very, very important. There's no such rule book for practice. So your riyaz could be at any point of the day, but yes, you have to practice. That's important. It need not be in the morning or afternoon or night or whatever, but you need to practice. It's really, really important. Listening to good music, to have an open mind to good music is really, really important. And try and detach from what you do. It works. Like a sportsman,
yeah,
they also take that cheat day and do some mental activities. Or if someone who has a very mentally exhausting yeah. job, you do True. Something physical. In the same way for musicians, because we work nonstop. And even if you're not working, your mind is working 24/7. You never stop, ever. So when you don't stop, you need to detach yourself. You need that one cheat day where you can have normal friends who can give you an insight of what you are and as a person. So yeah, you need to do that. It's important, yeah.
There are times wherein, you know, you might feel low or unhappy for whatever reasons, career-wise, if at all, things are not going as per plan or as per your liking. So how do you deal with the low phases of your life?
We just spoke about the writers. I mean, their lines keep you motivated. There's wow. so many writers that are there, and if you start looking for strength and meaning, yeah, it's all there. I'm not a reader. I cannot read novels, but I love to read poetry, or I love to read some poignant lines that a lot of writers have written. So there are so many. There's Oscar Wilde. There is, you would be surprised, so many things that Jimi Hendrix has said that really inspire you, and there's John Lennon. There's no dearth, you know. आप एक खोजो आपको हजार मिलेंगे. There's so many, but you just have to look at the right direction at that point, and the lines come to you. The strength will come to you. In fact, that's what mom always keeps saying. If you ever have to ask for something in life, don't ask for that a particular thing, or I want this, I want that. Ask for mental strength, and that will get you through everything. And once you have that, you can do anything you want.
How do you derive that mental strength in you?
It's good to surround yourself with people who know you as how you are. So I'm very fortunate to have my parents and my brother, my friends that know me for who I am, and irrespective, they would always be with me. So you need those kind of people. And sometimes when there's nobody, you have to just dig into yourself. And once you can get through that, then you're some super strong person. Then you're not the same person. You're stronger. You're something else.
Wow.
Yeah. Lovely. But then you can be that person.
Superb. And, you know, while I'm talking to you continuously, I can see that, you know, you have a lovely collection of music.
Music. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would love to know. Do you like to show it to
yep,
me?
Yep, for sure.
Yeah. All right. Let's go. Now we are going to be privy to Shilpa's personal collection.
I've been picking up music and yeah, from anywhere possible. Yeah, everywhere possible.
Who are your favorites?
You tell me who are your favorites. Tell me your favorites about this and I will...
Oh my God, you have Raincoat.
I have Raincoat, yes.
Lovely.
That's one of my favorite albums by Devuda.
Absolutely. Oh, these are your classic. Oh my God, you have
Ella. Yeah.
Ella is absolute must. I love jazz
Ella,
music.
She's a goddess.
Mehdi Hasan Saab.
Mehdi Hasan Saab, always. You love Edith Piaf. Like I said, now there's no difference between a human being, a good human being, and an artist. So that's what she. So yeah. she is one of the nightingales of Paris, of France.
Yes.
And her song La Vie en Rose. She's one of the most inspiring, like females in the world, yeah. She is that.
Wow.
You should definitely watch the biopic. You should definitely catch it. Okay, so you will not find a Prince CD. Like, you cannot find Prince's music online, right? So I've actually bought it, so I have it. I have Prince. So people who don't have a CD of Prince, too bad. Because you can't find it online anywhere.
It's then, a collection to envy for sure.
She is it's a very rare find, but she sounds like a million bucks, Emilia Torriani. It's like basic, unplugged sort of music, but she's beautiful.
Lovely.
Yeah, so she's great. I pretty much listen to everybody. If the music, you know, strikes a chord, I watch a lot of movies, so yeah. Yes, I love watching movies. There's the Mirza Ghalib series.
Yes,
that's one of my favorite.
Lovely.
There's Horowitz. He's the best pianist in the world.
Oh,
Vladimir Horowitz. Very, very inspiring.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for showing us your personal collection of music. Guys, you too can have a visual treat of this piece. Just go on 9XM YouTube channel or my Instagram. You know, I too listen to all kinds of music. In fact, in the last couple of years, I'm in love with folk music. I mean, it's so rich and satisfying and untapped, you know?
It's sad that we've not given folk music and classical music that kind of stature in our country. That is something that we should feel...
A little sad about.
Sad about. Like, whenever we talk about Indian music, you feel it's film music, but actually it's not. Indian music is our folk artists. It's always our classical musicians who have kept this alive. And trust me, it's a very, very non-paying kind of a art form.
So you as a person do consider humanity being a good human being to be a prerequisite for being a good artist?
That is the only, you know, way to be a good artist.
That's your philosophy.
There is actually no difference between a good human being and a good artist. Mm. It's the same thing. So if you can remove all judgment, all preconceived conditioning about people and what they are and what they should be, if you can remove that and meet a human being as a human being, I think, yeah, you're close to becoming an artist. There's a very beautiful line by Gregory Howe's MD, if you watch. He always says this: people don't change. They actually become more of who they actually are. So if you are someone who's a human at heart, you might show it differently, but then at the end of the day, you are going to be that. And no matter what you do or wherever you are or whoever you speak with or you work with, for me, there is always this innate feeling that people are, you know, intrinsically nice. There is some niceness about them, no matter what. That's how I've lived my life. Abhi bhi. So, abhi tak to theek hi, aage bhi theek hi hoga shayad.
I think it's a wonderful way of life. Anything particularly has really struck your mind lately?
Well, we in India have a very comfortable, you know, the times that we're living in. It's really good times for making music creating art because people are open to newer ideas, newer ways of doing art. People are not so close-minded. Even filmmakers, they're making films on subjects that you couldn't before think of. So these are great times. But saying that, there are a lot of other countries around the world that have very difficult scenarios where people are still making music and still putting out very inspiring artwork. I think that is something which has caught my eye for some time now, that people who have such difficult lives and still are doing great music and great art, and they're not taking no for an answer and still going strong. So I think that is one thing that has really inspired me, looking at so many musicians across the world.
It's a lovely thought.
Just pick up some of the artists from all over the world and how much more difficult it is for them to put out that music.
Be it the Middle East.
Because maybe it's against your political issues or your religious issues or whatever. But still people are, doing things not because of the legality of it, but because they feel that it's right in their heart. So I think we have to learn from them. There's so many people.
Wow, I think Shilpa, it has been amazing. I thank you for the time that
you
have
given
me.
Thank you so much for listening.
And I hope you guys enjoyed Soundcast with Shilpa Rao. And I wish you all the very best.
Thanks, thank you so much.
Hoping to see you.
All the best to you too.
Bye.
Thank you so much.
I had a wonderful time doing this podcast with Shilpa Rao. Understanding her as a person, as an artist, being truthful to yourself, to your art, keeping humanity as the basis of everything that you do is something that I think is so inspiring.
Guys, the next episode of 9XM Soundcast will be out very soon. As we know that you have been asking for newer episodes, we are overwhelmed by the response we are getting on our social media for the podcast as well as the videos that we have been putting up on spotlamp.com. So keep sending us your love and your messages. In fact, if you have any particular question or a message, do drop it on our official pages of 9XM, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, anywhere, or even on my personal Instagram page. That would be awesome. Your questions can reach out to your favorite artists. But for that, you must subscribe to this free podcast and follow us for all the updates. Thank you for listening to 9XM Soundcast. See you soon.